Last week, the National Cotton Council worked closely with the National Council of Textile Organizations and a number of other interested parties to address a problematic change that had been made to the Berry Amendment provisions within the House's National Defense Authorization Bill. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to explain the situation.
Previously in the House committee, changes were made to the level of contracts that would be subject to the Berry Amendment, which the provisions of the Berry Amendment require the Department of Defense to purchase textile and apparel products that are made with 100% U.S. content and labor. So it's an important market for the U.S. cotton industry.
Fortunately,
the industry was able to work to get an amendment accepted during the House floor consideration of the bill that would restore the Berry Amendment provisions back to their original version without the problematic change that had been added in the committee.
While the House bill includes an improvement in this provision,
we still have a similar concern in the Senate version of the Defense Authorization Bill, which has moved through the committee process. So once that bill moves to the Senate floor later this year, the industry will have to work again to try to get an amendment accepted that would revise the provision and then work through the conference process when the House and Senate work to negotiate a final bill to make sure this provision remains in so that the Berry Amendment continues to provide the benefits to the industry that was intended and have been in place for several decades now.